Yes, on the pace Monday to Friday at this time, and Amanda Rando joins us from Harness Racing New South Wales. Morning, Amanda. What's going on in the code?
Oh, there's plenty always happening here. We're still reflecting on our last season. Some trainers and drivers achieved some amazing feats. And that's why I thought this morning from the pace would catch up with Shane Trinton. Shane and his wife, Lauren, had a huge last season. Took out the Metropolitan Trainers Premiership and have certainly started the season with plenty of horses in work. So thanks for joining us this morning, Shane.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, really well. Just mentioning you guys had a huge season last season. You and Lauren trained 117 winners, which equaled your best season since you formed your training partnership. What were some of the highlights for you?
Oh, look, it's been a really good year. A couple of really special horses to us. One Group One, which was great, with Muscles and even Yaya. Yaya's been a horse that's been there forever, and for him to get a Group One, was a long time coming. So, yeah, look, they're probably the highlights, but, just having another successful year is always a bonus.
Well, you mentioned Yaya's hotspot. He won the Newcastle Mile, and that was a special win for you because that's where your training career kicked off up that way.
Yeah, definitely. It was a very special night. First time it's been a Group One, and also, with all the history there of Ross Gigg and with us, and it's where me and Lauren both grew up. So yeah, it was really special for us to take that particular horse to that track to win that race. And some things you just can't write in scripts. And we'll remember that for a long time. And hopefully have another successful year ahead.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about Yaya's and Muscles a little bit later. The majority of your wins, though, last season were at Metropolitan level. You and Lauren trained 40 and a half winners at Menangle. And you took out the Metropolitan Trainers Premiership for the second year in a row. So that's a pretty good, great feat as well.
Yeah, look, we had a bit of a change a few years ago where we said we'd concentrate more on the metro races and sort of give away chasing the country races, and hopefully that shows success with our owners with financially. And look, we've had a look at that the last couple of years, and we'll keep doing that, because I think as much as it's great to win a lot more races, we've probably nearly won 200 in a season in the past, but you tend to not make as much money when you're chasing sort of little fish. So we're trying to focus more on the better horses and the better races, and I think it's showing that we can produce a lot of horses to compete at that level.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you just got to look at your runners this Saturday night. You've got 17 in at Menangle, so you're doing exactly that. And your horses are being rewarded for it as well. At the upcoming Harness Racing New South Wales Awards night, which is just Saturday, week away. The stable has two horses nominated for awards. Muscle Factory is in contention for the three-year-old Colton Gelding of the Year. And he had it was a bit of a shame to see him end his season on an injury cloud, but he had some highlights, including that Simpson Memorial win where he became the fastest three-year-old in Australasia at that time.
Yeah, look, and he's a very special horse. And look, I was only going through some replays to send to owners the other day just to recap the season and just to watch that win again. He went 49 and went 26 his last two quarters, and he was first up from a spell as an early three-year-old. He's certainly such a talent, and Lauren's just about to go out to fast working now, so we're hopefully getting him on the road back. But to be recognised as a three-year-old, category, and it's such good prestige to do that. He won the two-year-old last year, and if he can back up with the three-year-old, it just shows, what sort of horse he is.
Yeah, well, his last start was in that New South Wales Derby back in March, and he hurt his leg on that occasion. You just mentioned he's going out for fast work now. How far off do you think he is from at least the trial?
Yeah, look, it's just one of them games we play. It's very patient. He could probably try whatever he wants to, but we're just trying to keep him relaxed. And he's down to running around a 31 quarter You know, just trying to keep things steady. And, you know, I envision, you know, hopefully in the next 2 months he'll be ready to do something. But, you know, we're still unsure of his racing map and where we're going to end up. You know, there's obviously a lot of options, but the main concern is just to get him back to the races. And if we can do that, then, you know, I've probably got no doubt in my mind he's the best horse we have at the moment and, you know, possibly have ever had. And if we can maybe the... As much as the injury is not great, having a year off racing is, you know, he's having a rest while all the rest are going to war. So, you know, maybe he'll come back bigger and better, and fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed for that one, most definitely. Another one of your horses nominated for an award is your mare, Bridget Bluechip. She's nominated for Aged Mare of the Year here in New South Wales. And didn't she have a stellar season? 19 starts for 6 wins and as many placings. And she made it to the Ladyship Mile and ran a really strong third.
Yeah, look, she's been a good find. She was a very cheap horse and, you know, she's done a stellar job. And you know, she's probably a little bit unlucky in the Ladyship Mile. She couldn't quite get through underneath Frisbee's mare and just missed on running second. So, you know, as much as, you know, the winner was probably too good, she's just done a stellar job and it's great to be recognised. And, you know, she's finding a few runs to get back to her best. You know, last week's run was a little bit better and hopefully, you know, getting her back up to that top level by Ladyship Mile time's the aim. So, yeah, hopefully we can get her back there. But, yeah, it's good to be recognised.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, she's racing this Saturday night, so you're obviously getting happier with her each start she has this preparation.
Yeah, look, she had a really tough run a couple of starts ago, and it kind of flattened her a bit, and it's taken us a bit to get her back. But she, Lauren said she felt really good last week. She got too far back and just had to chase the fence home. But I think with a couple more runs, you know, we'll start to see her get somewhere back near her best. But, yeah, it's just sometimes it's hard to get them back at that elite level. They take a few runs and... You just got to be patient and let them tell you when they're ready.
Yeah, well, I mentioned it earlier. This Saturday night, you guys have 17 runners nominated in at Menangle. Logistically, how does that work?
Look, we had a crack at it last week. We had 18 in last week and it was a pretty busy night. But I think, you know, once we get the system down pat and, you know, we know what we've got to get done and, you know, the night ran pretty well itself. It's just getting everything planned before we go there and making sure we've got enough staff and enough gear. So, look, it's probably going to be a common occurrence. I think this year I've spoken to the owners and we're certainly going to focus almost all our runners on Saturday nights and hope that at the end of the year we've earned more prize money for our owners. And at the end of the day, that's what determines whether you're successful or not, as long as people are making money. So we're going to give that a go and, yeah, might be a few busy Saturday nights ahead.
Yeah, well, money and numbers are certainly your forte. You used to run a math tutoring company back in the day. Do you have someone just locked in full time to drive a truck or horse and float back, you know, from the stables at Menangle to the training centre all night long? Or is that how it works?
Oh, pretty much. It was a couple of our staff. All they pretty much did was come into the races and going back home. But it's such an advantage for us to be here. The horses can literally be back in their box an hour after they've raced, you know, and it is a bit of an advantage to them. They certainly get to rest a lot quicker. But, yeah, having 18 or 19 in is obviously always a little bit stressful. But, you know, we've got a pretty good team of staff and Lauren sort of deals with the driving. We deal with getting them ready and the rest takes care of itself.
Yeah, we're talking about driving. Young Kimberly Butt drove to the stable last Saturday night at Menangle and she's back on board this Saturday night as well.
Yeah, she wasn't planning to. She was meant to be going home, but Bo Hannon went so well last week. She took up the chance to stay back and come back over and race drive again this Saturday night. So, yeah, she drove him well, and you know, we always give Kim a chance when she comes. She always drives well for us, so it's good to give her a crack, and she's probably got a live chance.
Yeah, okay. And other horses to follow from the stable this Saturday night?
Yeah, we've got, you know, obviously a busy night. I do like... You know, a few of the horses that are dropping back in grade. I think AFL gets his chance in the right type of race. And, you know, even, you know, horses like Coco's Fellows obviously always running a good race. And, you know, I think his work this morning was super. So, yeah, I'd expect them two horses to go pretty well this weekend.
Okay, no worries. And as we mentioned just before, Yaya's Hotspot, he's in as well. And he had one start back from a spell and ran a nice second. And he's drawn well on Saturday night in Barrier 2.
Yeah, he does. You know, he's a horse that, you know, you've pretty much got to win the lot. I don't know when he's going to win one, but he sometimes he'll stick his nose out. And he did go good last week. He's trialled really well. There's no reason why he shouldn't be competitive in that race.
All right, and I can't let you leave without mentioning it was Lauren's birthday on Tuesday. She drove a winner, Fiore Stride. Did you guys celebrate anyway?
We've had a pretty busy week. We had 18 or 19 on Saturday night, then we went to the show for about 7 hours on Sunday. So, you know, she pretty much just took the chance to try and relax a little bit. But, it's good to see her get a winner on her birthday. I think she's managed to do that the last 3 or 4 years. So it must be an omen. But, yeah, I think, that horse of Darren's goes pretty good, and good to see her get back on and get a few outside draws.
Yeah, you just mentioned it as well. Lauren spent 7 hours at the show on Sunday. She's very passionate about rehoming racehorses, isn't she? And she's been doing a great job doing that.
Yeah, look, people wouldn't understand the amount of work that she does when it comes to rehoming horses. And you know, I think she went to the show the other day. There would have been 5 or 6 of the horses that we used to train that are now going to shows over a weekend and, having a probably a better quality of life than me or you. So, they certainly get well looked after, and, you know, probably goes missed a little bit, but it's something that's a really good story. And, I think we might be off to a show again this Sunday. And, I like to support her. It's good to see her do something she's passionate about.
Yeah, one of her most recent acquisitions for show horses is Franco Nelson, isn't it?
Yeah, look, she's starting on him. She's he's a little bit woolly, so she's still in a battle to get him ready for the show prep. But he actually went to a vet this morning and learned how to be a serving stallion at the moment. So,
Okay. Yeah,
we're looking at a few options with him. But she has been riding him around, so he's certainly got a few options on his card at the moment.
Yeah, most definitely. And he's such a flashy type as well. All right, Shane, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Best of luck for Saturday night with those 17 runners. I know you'll be run off your feet, and hopefully you get the results as well.
Too easy. Thank you very much.
So there you have it, listeners. Trainer Shane Tritton. Shane and his wife Lauren won last year's Metropolitan Premiership here in New South Wales, training 40 and a half winners, and did a fantastic job. So that was On the Pace for today. And we'll have more On the Pace tomorrow with Brittany Graham.